Time has now come to play Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now gets 60 seconds to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores to this point?
Alonzo Bowden has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Amy Dickinson has 3. Paula Poundstone, 2.
All right. Paula, Alonzo, you are in third place, so you're up first.
Yeah.
The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A report from an international panel released this week declared the global war on blank is a failure.
Drugs.
Yes, according to the World Health Organization, a previously unseen strain of blank is causing the outbreak in Europe.
E. coli.
Right. Ratko Mladic was extradited from Serbia on Tuesday and flown to stand trial for war crimes at blank.
The Hague?
Right. The Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks began play in the blank.
The NBA Finals.
Right. Making $86.5 million in its opening weekend. The movie Blank broke box office records.
Bridesmaids?
No, Hangover 2. This week, the CDC marked the 30th anniversary of the first reporting of blank.
AIDS?
Right. A man at a baseball game at Dodger Stadium got a talking to from security after he blanked.
Stuck his hot dog in his pants so he could photograph it and tweet it.
No.
Hence launching a successful political career.
Yeah. No, he got a talking to after he was seen dropping his young daughter to the floor in order to catch a foul ball. Man, he was holding his little daughter up in the air so she could see the game, but when the foul ball came his way, he dropped her to the ground without a second glance and went for the ball. No worries, though. Girl was not hurt, and father and daughter made up later when they got on the Jumbotron for the stadium's beloved Bad Dad Cam. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Paula has taken
that,
the lead.
That was really well done, Paula.
Wow.
That was excellent.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That was amazing. Great.
Thank you very much.
Amy, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. President Obama met with both Republicans and Democrats in the hope of finding a way to raise the blank.
Debt ceiling.
Right. After 60 Minutes reported that he was involved with doping during his cycling career, blank demanded an apology.
Lance Armstrong.
Right. This week, Google announced that hackers located in blank broke into hundreds of Gmail accounts.
China.
Right. Landing in Florida on Wednesday, the blank completed its final flight.
The Endeavor.
Yeah, the space shuttle. A Maryland man learned the hard way not to talk so loudly on his cell phone after people heard him blank. They heard him say that there was a warrant out for his arrest. After 19 seasons in the NBA, basketball player blank announced his retirement via Twitter on Wednesday.
Shaquille
O'Neal. Archaeologists off the coast of North Carolina recovered what they believe to be the anchor from the pirate blank's flagship.
Blackbeard.
Yes. Police responding to a call about an alligator near a Kansas City pond shot it twice before realizing blank.
It was stuffed. Fake.
It was a concrete lawn ornament. Yes, indeed. A resident called police to tell them about the alligator, and when they got to the scene, they found it to be threateningly still. Quiet.
But wasn't this like in Kansas?
This was in, where was this? This was in Kansas City, yeah.
So how many alligators do you find in Kansas City? I'm sorry.
Why would they shoot it anyways? In Scotland, they rescue snails.
Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. Whoa. She now has 17 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
All right.
Can I just give up now?
No, you may not. How many, Carl, does Alonzo need to win?
7 correct answers.
All right, you can do this, Alonzo. Here we go. Fill in the blank. The Pentagon refiled charges this week against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and 4 other men accused of planning the attacks on blank.
On 9/11?
Right. On Wednesday, Massachusetts became the latest state to be hit with deadly blanks.
Tornadoes.
Right. Police in Florida had an easy time solving a case involving a stolen television when they noticed a man blanking.
Watching it?
No. When they noticed the man riding his bicycle with a 59-inch television balanced on the handlebars. Hundreds of people visiting Florida beaches for Memorial Day weekend were stung by an invasion of blank.
Jellyfish.
Right, on Thursday, Jill Abramson was named as the first female executive editor of the blank.
Don't know.
The New York Times. A man has been banned for life from Delta Airlines because he flirted with another passenger by telling her blank.
How hot he was.
No.
He was 45 years old.
He was terrible.
Chubby.
No, he flirted with her. He tried to impress her by telling her that he had enough poison gas to knock out the entire plane. So is that a canister of poison gas in your pocket? You're just happy to see me. Brian Sisko was sure that telling his cute seatmate that he could take out the whole plane would get him a date. All it got him was a questioning by the TSA. Question number one, dude, has that line ever worked for you? Carl, did Alonzo do well enough to win?
Well, he needs 7 to win. He had just 3 correct answers. So with 17 points, Amy
Dickinson. I told you I wanted to quit.
There you are.
I'm sitting next to 2 readers.
With 17 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
Well done.
Wow. First Kevin Bacon, and now this?
No, it's exciting.
Oh, it's a big day.